Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Virus deaths in the U.S.
150,000.
New House mandate.
Members and staff will be required to wear masks.
Mission to Mars.
We'll have access to some of the oldest rocks in the solar system.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Coronavirus deaths in the U.S. now top 150,000, a grim milestone in a summer that's seen the pandemic surge across the South and West. Here's CBS News national correspondent David Begno.
California, Texas, and Florida recorded single-day highs for new coronavirus deaths. And so did North Carolina. Mike Pence visited that state Wednesday with Education Secretary Betsy DeVos.
There's not a national superintendent. Therefore, there's not a national plan for reopening.
So with no national plan, local leaders in viral epicenters like Miami, Phoenix, Los Angeles, and Houston are planning to delay in-person learning until later this year. But some parents say distance learning is just too challenging. Sydney Burris of Lexington, Kentucky is a single mom balancing work and at-home teaching.
Do I need to outsource other educational options just to make sure that my child is learning?
Listen to what Dr. Anthony Fauci told the president of the nation's largest teachers union.
You're going to be actually part of the experiment. We don't have the total database of knowing what there is to expect.
After a new virus case for a member of Congress, Speaker Nancy Pelosi issued a new mask requirement for the House floor.
The chair views the failure to wear a mask as a serious breach of decorum.
CBS's Paula Reed says the new case sidelined someone who was supposed to appear with the president, Texas Republican and mask opponent Louie Gohmert.
Politico reports after the announcement, a Gohmert staffer contacted them, saying the congressman requires a full staff in the office and that they are berated for wearing masks. Wednesday, Gohmert made the unsubstantiated suggestion that his illness may have been caused by the few occasions he did wear a mask.
I know, you know, moving the mask around, getting just right, I'm bound to put some virus on the mask that I sucked in. That's most likely what happened.
But there is no evidence to support that claim. On Tuesday, Gohmert was seen walking alongside Attorney General Bill Barr. Neither man was wearing a mask. The Attorney General has so far tested negative.
The FDA has laid out an approval framework for companies working on an at-home coronavirus test. Critics warn the standards could be too tough, and one tells USA Today the software people at home would need to complete the tests could pose an issue. And there's word today an experimental virus vaccine made by Johnson & Johnson protected monkeys from infection. The coronavirus has hit many poorer communities in this country harder. A UC Davis study finds people in the wealthiest places in the U.S. are 15% more likely to stay home. Patricia Juarez is an Uber driver in Sacramento. Staying home for her is not an option.
I can't do that. I got bills to pay. I got rent to pay.
87-year-old Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is in a New York City hospital. A court statement says she underwent a minimally invasive procedure to deal with a bile duct stent. It was put in last year during cancer treatment. Atlanta is the setting for today's funeral for former Congressman and civil rights leader John Lewis. CBS's Allison Keyes.
Former President Barack Obama will give the eulogy at Ebenezer Baptist Church, where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Sr. once preached. The funeral will be attended by family, friends, and dignitaries, including former President George W. Bush and Bill Clinton.
Now to Portland, Oregon.
Pull back!
Protesters back in the streets yet again, but a drawdown of federal agents is supposed to begin today. President Trump has insisted some will remain in or near the federal courthouse that has been the protest target. Democrats and Republicans on a House panel took their swings at the titans of tech.
We do have community standards around things that you can and cannot say.
Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg fended off criticism that social media can't corral hate speech. One lawmaker said of all the companies, they have too much power. Amazon's Jeff Bezos.
The retail market we participate in is extraordinarily large and competitive. Amazon accounts for less than 1% of the $25 trillion global retail market and less than 4% of U.S. retail.
He denied Amazon uses data from independent sellers to compete against them. CBS's Michael George has the latest on those packets of seeds from China that have turned up in people's mailboxes.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is now warning Americans not to open the packages or plant them.
It was just weird. On the package, it does say jewelry. A lot of people are saying that it says jewelry.
In a statement, the USDA says it's currently collecting seed packages from recipients and will test their contents and determine if they contain anything that could be of concern. They say it's possibly part of an international retail scam known as brushing, where foreign or third-party sellers send people products they didn't order, then use their information to write fake positive reviews online.
Officials say they shouldn't be planted or thrown out until it's determined they're not a danger. Crews in Tempe, Arizona are trying to contain a leak from one of the cars on a freight train that derailed and caught fire on a bridge. Fire Chief Greg Ruiz.
The hazardous material leaking is cyclohexane, which is a flammable liquid. The leak is not going into the Tempe Town Lake itself.
Part of that bridge collapsed. Federal investigators are on the scene. Well, this month, China and the United Arab Emirates sent unmanned spacecraft to Mars.
Mach 1, Atlas 5 is now supersonic.
After a launch moments ago, here comes the USA.
There are lots of bells and whistles on this mission. The biggest...
I'm sure the helicopter will be the star of the show.
Yes, a helicopter called Ingenuity. It's small, weighs just 4 pounds, but if it works, as Jet Propulsion Laboratory engineer Steve Barajas...
We've never flown anything on another planet before, so this is going to be the first time that we're going to go airborne somewhere else other than Earth.
Perseverance will also dig into the Martian surface for some samples. The plan is to bring the samples back in 2031. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A new tropical storm has people taking precautions in the Caribbean. Forecasters say it could pose a threat to Florida by the weekend. An apology for a racist incident at a famous zoo more than a century later.
New York City's Wildlife Conservation Society, which runs the Bronx Zoo, is formally apologizing for a racist incident dating back more than 100 years. The zoo put a young Central African man on display in the Monkey House in 1906 until objections from local black ministers put a stop to it days later. Ota Benga was taken from his home in what is now the Democratic Republic of Congo and first put on display at the St. Louis World's Fair. The Wildlife Society's chief executive says protests over George Floyd's death were part of what prompted the apology. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
It's opening night for the restart of the NBA season. Players are in a bubble competing in Orlando. The NBA finals are set to take place in October. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Thursday, the 30th of July. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.